This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
This grade 12 lesson is proudly brought to you by the Department of Education. Working together, we can do more providing quality education.
Good afternoon, Capricorn FM listeners and grade 12 learners. I am Mr. Mpapuri MT from Lichowu Secondary School, teaching agricultural science in grade 12. Today, we are going to talk about the structure of paper 1 and the questions that are frequently appeared on the question paper. I'm saying today we're going to talk about the structure of paper 1 and the questions that are frequently appeared on the question paper. Then let us start by looking at the format of the question paper. Then the format of question paper for external examination in grade 12. This external examination consists of two papers of 150 marks each, and the grand total is 300. But today we are going to talk about only paper 1, which consists of 150 marks. Then let us look at the basic outline of this paper. Paper 1, the duration of the paper is 2 hours and a half. And the main topic that are going to be set are the following: animal nutrition, animal production protection and control, and animal reproduction. Which simply mean we've got three main topics that are going to be examined in paper 1. It's animal nutrition, animal production, protection and control, and animal reproduction. Then the question paper consists of two sections, section A and section B. Section A is having 45 marks and section B is having 105 marks, giving us the total of 150 marks. Then section A is question 1. Question 1 only. And section B is 3 questions. Then section A consists of the following sub-questions. It consists of multiple choice question, terminology question, column or match type of question, and term replacement. I'm saying question 1 consists of 4 sub-questions. It's multiple choice, terminology, column, match type of question, and term replacement. Then multiple choice consists of 10 questions. It consists of 10 questions. 10 multiplied by 2, giving us 20 marks. Terminology questions consist of 5 questions, which is 5 multiplied by 2, giving us 10 marks. Even the match type question consists of 5 questions, 5 multiplied by 2, giving us 10. And the last question, which is term replacement, consists of 5 questions, which is 5 multiplied by 1, giving us 5. Then the total is 45 marks. Then when coming to section B, we are going to have three questions. Each question weighing 35 marks. 35 multiplied by 3 is 105 marks. And each question is going to cover the main topic, or each of the main topic per question. And I have said we've got three main topics, which is animal nutrition, animal production, protection and control, and reproduction, which simply means animal nutrition is going to have 35 marks, animal production, protection and control is going to have 35 marks, and animal reproduction is going to have again 35 marks, giving us 105 marks. 105 marks plus 45 marks of section A is 150. Then this section consists of a multiple choice question, match column type question, terminology question, and term replacement questions. This must be an equal distribution marks between the main topics, and each of these main topics will be allocated 15 marks in section A. 15 multiplied by 3 main topics is going to give us 45 marks. Then let us look at the following. Provide an indication of the format, outline, instruction, number of question per sub-question, and mark allocation for each section. Then we've got section A, question 1. There will be different types of short questions that will be based on the following. Number 1 is multiple choice question. The instruction of multiple choice questions is as follows. Various options are provided as possible answer to the following questions. You choose the answer and write only the letter next to the question number in the answer book. For an example, 1.1, the answer is D. You are expected here to write the letter instead of writing the answer. And we are going to have 4 possible answers provided per question. We're going to have 4 possible answers provided per question. Then you choose one and write down only the letter. And I have already said that we're going to have 10 questions, which are going to be multiplied by 2, giving us 20 marks. Then match type of questions. The instruction is as follows. Indicate whether each of the description in column B applies to A only, B only, both A and B, or none of the items in column A. You write A only, B only, both A and B, or none next to the question number in the answer book. For an example, 1.2.6 is B only. You must follow the instruction. If they are saying you must write B only, write B only. You mustn't write B. You must write B only. Then let us look at the third question, which is terminology. Or before we come to the third question, question number 2, I have already indicated that is only 5 questions that are going to be multiplied by 2, giving us 10 marks. Then terminology questions. You write an agricultural phrase or term for each of the following description next to the question number. You write the agricultural term for each of the following description next to the question number. In other words, you are expected to write the term, concept, or the phrase following the description in the question paper. And let's take, for instance, the grinding of food into smaller pieces using teeth. The process is called, or the term is called, mastication. Then term replacement, you change the underlying words. You change the underlying words in each of the following statements to make the statement true. You write only the correct words. You write only the correct words next to the question number in the answer book. For an example, let's say the scientific method used to determine the exact quantity of true feeds in the feed mixture to get the required protein value is called nutritive square. The underlying word is nutritive square. Then you are supposed to replace it by the correct word. There is Pearson square. This is how section A must be answered. I will repeat because it's very much important. I'm saying in section A, we are having four different type of short questions. The first one is multiple choice. The second one is column, match type of question. The third one is terminology. And the fourth one is term replacement. First question is having 20 marks. Second question, 10 marks. Third question, 10 marks again. And the last one is 5 marks, giving us a total of 45 marks. And we have said in section B, we are having 3 questions. And each of the question is based on the main topic. And I have said we've got 3 main topics. Animal nutrition, which simply means animal nutrition is going to have 35 marks. The second topic is animal production, protection, and control, having 35 marks again. Lastly, we're going to have reproduction, having 35 marks, giving us 105. Then today, I just want us to look at section B. Under section B, we're going to look at questions that are frequently appeared on the question paper. Then when we look at section B, the first question in section B is the question of alimentary canal. Is the question of alimentary canal. And in our last slot, we did discuss about the different alimentary canal. Sorry, alimentary canals, because they are many. We have said we are having 2 types of alimentary canal, which is ruminant and non-ruminant. And we have differentiated between ruminant and non-ruminant. And again, we have said we have got 3, we have studied about 3 alimentary canals. The alimentary canal of the pig, the one of the fowl, and the one of the cattle. Then in this question, which is question 2.1, they are going to set 1 or 2 of the alimentary canals, which is the alimentary canal of a pig, the alimentary canal of a fowl, and the alimentary canal of a cattle. Then what is needed here? The first thing, you must be able to identify. You must be able to identify the different alimentary canals. And we've got 2 different alimentary canals, which is ruminant and non-ruminant. And again, you must be able to know the examples of these alimentary canals. For an example, we've got alimentary canal of a pig, of a fowl, and that one of a cattle. Then another thing which is very much important here, you must be able to label. You must be able to label the different alimentary canals. You must be able to label the different. There's no need for drawing. What is expected of you is only to label. Then after labeling, you must know the function of each organelle in the diagram. You must know the function of each organelle in the diagram. For an example, in the alimentary canal of a fowl, we have got the crop. And the main function of crop is to soften and moisten the food. In other words, you must know the functions of different organelles that are found in the different alimentary canal. Then lastly here, you must be able to know or to identify the adaptations of different organelles that are found in the structure of alimentary canal. For an example, let's talk about that one of the fowl again. The fowl is having a part called ventriculus or gizzard. Then how is this part adapted to perform the function? It is adapted because it has got small stones that helps to grind food into smaller pieces. This is what we mean by adaptation. Then we have got different alimentary canals. I have already said we've got different alimentary canals, which is the alimentary canal of a pig, of a fowl, of a cattle. And they are grouped into ruminant and non-ruminant. Then the one that falls under a ruminant is cattle, and the one that falls under non-ruminant are pig and fowl. Then here with me, I'm having different question papers, previous question papers. We're going to start with the first one. The question is 2.1. As I have already stated that, question 2.1 is that one of the alimentary canal. Then we have been given two diagrams here. Diagram 1 and diagram number 2. Then diagram 1 is the alimentary canal of a ruminant. And diagram 2 is the alimentary canal of non-ruminant. Then the question was, you complete the table below by writing down the answer A, B, C, and D. Or write only the word next to the question number 211 A to D in the answer book. The question was, I'm saying we are having two diagrams here. Diagram number 1 is that one of a cattle or that one of a ruminant. Then diagram number 2 is that one of a pig which falls under non-ruminant. Then the question was, you complete the table below by writing down the answer A, B, C, and D. You write only the word next to the question paper 211 A to D in the answer book. Let us go to short commercial break. We will be back after this. Thank you. Before the break, we were still talking about the question that appear in one of the previous question paper. I have said we have been given two diagrams. Diagram number 1 is that one of the ruminant, which is the cattle. Diagram number 2 is that one of non-ruminant, which is the pig. Then I have said the question say complete the table below by writing down the answer A, B, C, and D. You write only the word next to the question number 211 A to D in the answer book. Then the table indicated like this. On top, we've got the digestive system of an animal. Then column, the first column is diagram, which is diagram 1 and 2. The second column is type of animal, which is A and C. And another column is example of a farm animal, which is B and D. Then diagram number 1 is that one of the cattle. And the type of animal A. The type of animal A is ruminant. Then example of farm animal is cattle. In diagram 2, the type is that one of the pig. And the type of animal is non-ruminant. An example of farm animal is pig. By so doing, you are going to acquire 4 marks. Then another question, indicate the letter A to E and the name of the part where hydrochloric acid is secreted in the diagram B. You indicate the letter A to E and the name of the part where hydrochloric acid is secreted in diagram number 1. In diagram number 1 is that one of the cattle. And hydrochloric acid, we all know that hydrochloric acid is secreted in the stomach. And the true stomach, we all know that the diagram number 1, that one of the cattle, consists of 4 chambers, which is rumen, reticulum, omasum, and abomasum. Then abomasum is true stomach. It is where hydrochloric acid is secreted and is part labeled number D. You indicate the letter and the name. The letter is part label number D and the name is abomasum. It's 2 marks for that, which means all in all you will be having 6 marks for this question. Then let us look at another question. Paper is 2.1 again. The diagram below represents the alimentary canal of a farm animal, and we are having again 2 diagrams, diagram 1 and diagram number 2. The first one now is that one of the fowl, and the second one, is that one of the cattle. Then let us look at diagram number 1. Diagram number 1, I've said, is that one of the fowl. Diagram number 2 is that one of the cattle. Then let us look at the questions now. Name the farm animal whose alimentary canal is represented by 1 and 2. I will already answer the question. Diagram number 1 is one of the fowl or chicken. Diagram number 2 is one of the cattle. Identify the part in the diagram 1 where each of the following occurs. You write down only the letter. That's why I have said that you must be able to label and know the functions of the word, the functions of each part. Then digestive juice is secreted. In diagram 1 is that one of the cattle. Then the true stomach in the cattle, the diagram 1, is that one of the fowl. Then the true stomach in the fowl is proventriculus. And it is where digestive juices are secreted, or where chemical digestion is secreted, because digestive juices contains enzymes, and the enzymes are responsible for chemical digestion. Then where mechanical digestion takes place. Mechanical digestion is physical digestion. And the part is part labeled number C, which is ventriculus or gizzard. I have already said that inside the gizzard, we've got small stones that are responsible for the breaking down of food into smaller pieces. The cutting down of wood using stone into smaller pieces, it is called physical or mechanical digestion. Then where food is moistened and softened, it's part label number A, which is the crop. Name two adaptations of part label G in the diagram, which enables the animal to digest the feed rich in fiber. Then the part label number G in diagram number two is that one of the rumen. Then rumen, it has got microorganism. It's the first adaptation, microorganism, protozoa, and bacteria that are able to digest cellulose. Cellulose polysaccharides, which is difficult to digest. Cellulose and lignin, we refer them as crude fibers. Then again, part level number G, it has got enzyme cellulase, which is able to digest cellulose. Those are the two adaptations of part level number G to digest feed rich in crude fiber. Then lastly, under this, we have got again now we have been given the photograph here, which show the internal part of the alimentary canal of a ruminant. The question is still 2.1, which simply means question 2.1 in section B is that one of alimentary canal. And I've said we've got studied about three animals, pig, fowl, and the cattle. Then these photographs belong to the alimentary canal ruminant. Then we've got the photograph A, B, C. Photograph A is rumen, photograph C is omasum, and photograph C is reticulum. Then the first question, identify part B and C. I have already said that B is omasum, C is reticulum. Briefly describe one function of B. Omasum, the one function of omasum is to absorb water. Then name the structure of part responsible for the production of heat. You name the structure in part A responsible. Part that are found in structure A that are responsible for production of heat are papillae. We call them papillae. They provide optimum temperature for microbes to function best. And we have said inside the rumen we've got microbes, bacteria, and protozoa. Then you state one requirement of rumen microbes, optimum temperature. We've got optimum temperature, optimum pH, and others. There are so many requirements that are needed by rumen microbes in order to digest cellulose. This is section B, question 2.1. It is about the alimentary canal. Then let us look at the second question now, which is 2.2. Most of the 2.2s in different question papers are calculations. And we have studied about four calculations. Namely, coefficient digestibility of feed, nutritive ratio, Pearson square, and fodder flow program. Then I'm having previous question paper here with me. Then the first question, 2.2, was in a feed trial. An animal was fed with 12 kg of whey with moisture content of 10% and excrete 7 kg of dry manure. This is the first calculation, which is called coefficient digestibility of feed. And we all know that this calculation is calculated as dry matter and in terms of percentage. And then in our calculation, we are having moisture content of 10%. It simply means that before we go to the formula of the calculation, we must first extract moisture. Then the question says, in a feed trial, an animal was fed with 12 kg of whey with moisture content of 10% and excrete 7 kg of dry manure, which means the manure is dry. It's fine. There's no need of extracting moisture because the manure is what? It's dry. Then in order to extract moisture of the 12% of whey eaten by the animal, we're going to say 12 kg. Let's work together here. We're going to say 12 kg multiplied by 10%. 10% of moisture divided by 100 is 12 multiplied by 10 divided by 100. The answer is 1.2 kg. Then what is this 1.2 kg? 1.2 kg is the moisture, is 10% of moisture from 12 kg. Then in order to get the dry intake of feed, we are going to subtract 1.2 kg from 12. We're going to subtract 1.2 kg from 12. Let's subtract. It's going to say 12 minus 1.2. Giving us 10.8. Which simple, 10.8 kg is the dry feed taken in by the animal. And I have said our calculation is calculated as dry material and in terms of percentage. Then we're going to look at the formula now of the calculation, which says CDF, which stands for coefficient digestibility of feed, is equals to DMI minus DME over DMI multiplied by 100, because the calculation is expressed in terms of percentage. CDF, this is the formula, which stands for coefficient digestibility of feed, is equals to DMI, which stands for dry matter intake, minus DME, which stands for dry matter excreted, over DMI, which stands for dry matter intake, multiplied by 100. Then, in our case, we have got 10.8 kg, which is our DMI. We're going to subtract 1.2 kg, which is, we're going to subtract 7 kg of the manure, and then divided again by 10.8. Then we multiply by 100. Let's calculate. It's going to say 10.8, which is our dry matter intake, minus 7 kg, which is our dry matter excreted, over, divided by 10.8 kg, which is our dry matter intake, multiplied by 100. We which is going to give us 35.18%, if I'm not mistaken, which is going to give us 35.18%, which is 35.2 to the nearest percent. And then, what is this 35.2%? 35.2% is the percentage or the total percentage of feed which was digested and absorbed by the animal. Because they will ask you, give the implication briefly. Question two to one was you calculate. You must calculate coefficient. After calculating the coefficient briefly, describe the implication of the calculated digestibility coefficient in question 2-1. Then the implication of this calculation is this, that 35.2% of the total feed eaten by the animal was digested and absorbed by the animal. 35.2% of the total feed eaten by the animal was digested and absorbed by the animal. Then again, another question was, 2-3, you classify the feed used in the feed trial above. And we've got only two types of feed, concentrates and roughage. We've got only two types of feed and concentrates. The two types of feeds are concentrate and roughage. Then, when we look at the difference between concentrate, one difference between concentrate and roughage is this, that concentrate consists of more than 60% of TDN, of total digestible nutrients, and roughage consists of less than 60% of TDN. And when we look at our answer is 35.2%, is less than 60. And the one which is less than 60 of total digestible nutrients is roughage, which means the answer is roughage here. Again, I'm having another question paper here. And then the question 2.2 again is the calculation of coefficient digestibility of feed. It's coefficient digestibility of feed. But this one, it is not the same as that one as far as the structure is concerned. Let us look at this one. It says the information was used during the digestible trial conducted on the group of animals. Then they are saying the dry matter content of the feed. Dry matter content of the feed is equals to 88%. And the dry matter content of the manure is equals to 77%. Manure excreted is equals to 3.5 kg. Then average intake or feed intake is 10 kg. The first question was, you calculate the coefficient digestibility of feed. Then when we look at this question, we must underline the first true bullet there. Dry matter content of the feed and the dry matter content of the manure in percentage. What you must bear in mind, which is very much important, is this, that a feed consists of moisture and dry matter. Let us go to short commercial break. We'll be back after this. Thank you. Before the break, we were still tackling question 2.2, which is coefficient digestibility of feed. Then I said the following information was used in a digestible trial conducted in the group of a ruminant farm animal. Dry matter content of the feed is 88%. Dry matter content of the manure is 77%. Manure excreted is 35 kg. an average intake of feed is 10 kg. Then I was still saying that when we look at the feed, a feed consists of moisture and dry mat. The true must give us 100%. Then if percentage of dry matter is 88%, it simply means the percentage of moisture is 12%. Then let us work together. In this question, feed intake is 10 kg, but it is having 88% of dry material, which means we're going to say 10 kg multiplied by 88 divided by 100. Going to say 10 kg multiplied by 88 divided by 100 is equals to, is going to give us 8.8 kg. Then this 8.8 kg is dry matter, is dry material, because we have worked with the percentage of dry matter, not percentage of moisture, which means there is no need for you to subtract. There is no need for you to subtract, because most of the learners, they are going to say 88 kg minus 10 kg, which is wrong. Because we have worked with dry matter, there is no need for us to subtract. The answer we got is already dry matter. You leave it as it is. Then let us go to the manure now. The percentage of manure excreted is 3.5 kg. And the percentage of dry manure was 77. Then we are going to say 3.5 kg multiplied by 77 divided by 100, which is going to give us, let us calculate, is 3.5 multiplied by 77 divided by 100 is equals to 2.695 kg, which simply means the manure excreted, the dry manure excreted, is 2.69 kg. Then, because we are having the dry manure intake and the dry manure excreted, then we go to the calculation. I will repeat the definition, the formula of the calculation, which says CDF is equals to DMI minus DME over DMI multiplied by 100. Coefficient digestibility is equals to dry matter intake minus dry matter excreted over dry matter intake multiplied by 100. In our case here, we have got 8.8, which is our DMI, minus 2.695 as our DME, divided by DMI, which is 8.8 kg. Then we multiply by 100, because our calculation is expressed in terms of percentage. And then let us calculate. We're going to say 8.8 minus 2.695 divided by 8.8 multiplied by 100, which is equals to 8.8 minus 2.695 divided by 8.8 multiply by 100. Which is going to give us 84%, if I'm not mistaken. 84.9%. This is the answer. 84.9% is the answer. Then the question that follows is like that one of the first question. You explain the implication of the value of calculated in question 2.1. You are going to say 84.9% of the total feed eaten by the animal was digested and absorbed by the animal. Then any other expected question, they can say what is the type of feed eaten by the animal, because the feed, it has got more than 60% of total digestible nutrients, which means the type of feed is concentrates, which means the type of feed is concentrate. Then let us look at another question. Let us look at another question of calculation number 2, which is nutritive ratio. Then I have said the main aim of nutritive ratio is to for the farmer to determine the protein content of the feed. The farmer wanted to determine the protein content of the feed. Then you are going to be given 2 percentage here. Then you look for the third percentage. You are going to be given percentage of TDN and the percentage of DP. Then you are going to look at the percentage of DNNS. Then percentage of TDN, simply mean percentage of digestible nutrients, total digestible nutrients. Percentage of DP is percentage of digestible protein. Then you are going to look at the percentage of digestible non-nitrogenous substances, which simply mean is fats and carbohydrates. Then let's say the question paper was a feed containing total percentage of 72%, which is TDN, including 9% of DP. Then DP stands for digestible protein. We have got 2 percentages, percentage of TDN and percentage of DP, which is digestible protein. Then, and I have said the 2 percentages, they are going to give us the percentage of DNNS. Then how do we get our DNNS? We are going to say percentage of TDN is 72 and percentage of DP is 9, which simply means we are going to subtract 9 from 72 in order to get the percentage of DNS, which is carbohydrates and fats. Then let's subtract 72 minus 9 is equals to 63, which means 63 is our DNNS, digestible non-nitrogenous substances, which are carbohydrates and fats. Then after getting the DNNS, is then that we can go to the formula now. The formula says NR, which stands for nutritive ratio, is equals to 1:2, because it's a ratio, 1:2 DNNS over DP. Or another formula is nutritive ratio is equals to 1:2 TDN minus DP over DP, which is the same as DNNS over DP. Then in our case, our DNNS is 63, and our DP is 9, which means we're going to divide 63 by 9. 1 is 2, 63 by 9. Then let us divide, it is going to say 63 divided by 9 is equals to 1 is 2, 7. That means our answer is 1 is 2, 7. Then another question, after calculation, it says explain the implication of this weight. Explain the implication of this weight. Then they are saying the nutritive ratio, which is less than 1 is to 6, it is called narrow. Nutritive ratio, rich in protein, very rich in protein. And it can be given to animals for the following reason. Reasons: production, reproduction, and growth. And again, the nutritive ratio, which is more than 1 is to 6, it is called wide nutritive ratio. It is poor in protein, and it can be given to animal for the following reasons: maintenance, fattening, and energy supply. Then our answer is 1 is to 7. And they are saying, explain the implication of this feed, which means because the nutritive ratio is more than 1 is to 6, which means the feed is wide and is very poor in protein. The feed is called wide nutritive ratio and is very poor in protein. But in the case where our answer maybe is 1.4, and the patient say, explain the implication of the feed, we are going to say the feed is narrow, very rich in protein. Then another question was, indicate the suitability of the above feed and give a reason. You indicate the suitability of the above feed and give a reason. Because the feed is wide, and wide is suitable for maintaining, fattening, and giving energy to the animal, we're going to say the suitability of feed is to maintain, fatten, and energy supply. Giving a reason, because it is wide and poor in, it is wide and poor in protein. This is how this question is approached. The main important things you must know: that the nutritive ratio, which is less than 1 is to 6, is narrow, very rich in protein, given to animal for production, reproduction, and growth. The one which is more than 1 is to 6 is wide, poor in protein, suitable for maintaining, fattening, and giving energy to the animal. I thank you very much.
This grade 12 lesson was proudly brought to you by the Department of Education. Working together, we can do more, providing quality education.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.